Hello guys.
Thought I'd do a quick audio boo as an explanation about what's going to come after this. Right, the title of this boo is a bit frightening. Air raid sirens. This is part one, an explanation. What is going to come in part two is the actual real thing. Now, these are not actually nowadays used as air raid sirens. What they are is they actually belong to an oil refinery, which is fairly nearby to where I live. And as you can imagine, an oil refinery doing all what it does, you know, making diesel, petrol, kerosene, paraffin, bitumen for tar products, all that kind of thing. It's going to be one pretty big place. Now, the job of the sirens is now to warn the people on the refinery that there is something wrong, and they need to evacuate, and they need to do it quick. Probably also to warn the public, as they're pretty damn loud and we can hear them from here. Maybe the same thing. I don't know if it is actually a public warning as well, but given the loudness of them, I would say it probably could be, particularly the people who live near to where it is. I don't know where it is as regards to where I live, but it's pretty close. They're within a couple of mile, maybe more. Between where I live and where my dad lives, it's about 5 miles by road, and the siren can be heard fairly well there. But we can also hear it extremely well here. In fact, as you'll hear from the recording, I did this a long time ago with Audio Boo on my iPod Touch. From my dad's house. If you look back at my boos, there is one about sirens, and it was done on the iPod Touch at my dad's house, so that gives you an idea. It's not as loud, but this recording we've got now is a binauralized recording, thanks to the new mics I got yesterday. Took a while to get here, but they certainly did in the end, of the sirens in action today. Now, you're going to hear the sirens do two things. They're going to go up and down, which means that in World War II terms, that would be that you're in a war. And then they're going to go, there's going to be a break, and then they're going to go up and they're going to hold. And they hold that pitch for quite some time, which means they're all clear. Now, what the unique thing about these ones is I've heard a lot of different sirens, and usually they're one pitch. But these, actually, when they get to their top pitch, are kind of like that. They're up there. So when they get to that and they hold that pitch, that signifies all clear. But when they start going up and down, which is the first sound you'll hear, is when they're in danger mode. So they're saying, if it was in World War II, get in your air raid shelters, there's something coming. I believe that is a common standard across the world. And I know in Israel they still have active air raid sirens. I've heard them. They're different to ours. They're a single tone one. I've heard them go off when they were testing them. And even that's pretty scary. And it was thanks to CalmWater73 and Jishang. I'll refer to their Twitter names. For allowing me to hear that over Skype one time. Bloody scary stuff. But the thing is, the threat of war over there is pretty real, and they still need that stuff. We don't use it now, although I think if there was another war, we would bring them back into use. But the oil refinery used them as a danger guide for themselves, where it just so happens that we can hear them. And I thought that I would share this next boo with you guys as to a clearer representation of what they sound like. It's a very haunting, eerie sound. It's actually quite scary, especially in stereo. The last boo I did about these a few months ago, or maybe close on a couple of years ago, I can't remember exactly when it was now, but a while ago. It's even that was a bit scary. But let's put this boo up, and I will put up the next boo and let you hear what they sound like.